Tell me, how's your campaign been? How's tonight? How does it look?
I mean, the campaign was good. I mean, we had a huge effort. I had a great team. They worked really hard. We were getting a really good response from the electorate. I mean, it has to be said that nobody, I don't think anywhere, realised just the way the SNP vote was going. People didn't, they just didn't know that. I mean, I've got parts of my constituency that voted Conservative by a large majority. We were trying to get that vote from the Conservatives to us. It's all gone to the SNP. It's unbelievable. It has to be said. I mean, clearly, it looks like the Evening News prediction that the SNP were going to win every seat in Edinburgh might come true. I'm told by some of our people that the first, second and third is very close, and we haven't seen all the postal ballots yet. We worked very hard on the postal ballots. Who knows?
And here, but postal ballots are up.
Yeah, postal ballots were very much up. I mean, there was a huge turnout of postal ballots. And yeah, I mean, we had a very large number of people who signed up through us for postal ballots. However, did they vote for us when it came to casting their postal ballots? Clearly, in some parts of the constituency where people told us they were going to vote Liberal Democrat, they didn't. So who knows?
Is this because of the council situation, perhaps? Can you pin that on any reason?
I'm not sure you can particularly pin it on any one reason. I mean, clearly, people are dissatisfied with the council, but it was not an issue at all during the election. I think it's a national trend. You know, I can quote back in 1993, in Canada, the Conservatives had almost a majority. They lost all their seats and had two seats after the election. I mean, these things happen. These things happen in politics. And tonight is not our night. The tide is against us. We have to reflect on that, and we have to come back. We have to look at how we can rebuild and rebuild right across Scotland.
It's probably not crossed your mind, Mike, but what would you do next?
Well, I'm 65. I was due to retire anyway. I decided I'd like to have one more shot at representing the people of Edinburgh South, who I think I've represented very well over the last 8 years. However, I'll now retire. Perhaps go and do a bit more gardening and look for a new house and move.